Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Lots to talk about. It's a busy, busy morning. First things first in this great segment, Cannabis Healing, yet again here with Paxton Quigley. Paxton, good morning.
Well, hello there, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. Folks, here's some of the news that affected the cannabis industry during the last week of February 2019. The USPGA Tour, it ruled that its members are prohibited from accepting endorsement deals from companies that offer marijuana products. Now, although at the same time, PGA golfers are allowed to accept deals from gambling companies and casinos, I just don't understand this whole thing, and I think this won't actually last very long. So we'll keep on top of this so-called new prohibition. I don't know if you remember the name Martha Stewart. Well, Martha's teaming up with Canopy Growth. That's a large Canadian cannabis company, and she's going to help them develop CBD products. And Stewart said that her first collaboration will be to introduce and produce CBD treatments for pets. Now, in Florida, state representatives Carlos Smith and Michael Grieco, they filed a bill that would allow people 21 and older, and I quote, to use, possess, and transport up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana and have marijuana accessories. The bill also seeks to allow adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants and keep the resulting harvest. Florida Congressman Grieco said, and I have to quote him, the state of Colorado has collected over $1 billion in taxes from marijuana sales since 2014. So imagine what bigger, sunnier Florida could do. You bet. And for those of you living in California, sorry to inform you, but there is a possibility that the state will run out of legal cannabis by the summer. Right now, most of California's legal cannabis farms are operating with only temporary licenses that were issued by the state's Food and Agricultural Department. Come July 2019, nearly 7,000 of those temporary licenses will expire, leaving a mere 9 farms with permits to grow marijuana. Now, another 3,127 farms have applied for new licensees. However, the department can take up to 4 months to process each application. Here's my take. The black market in California is likely to get even bigger than it already is, and maybe more expensive. And finally, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, he's reintroducing legislation to legalize marijuana at the federal level. He's highlighting an issue that is getting such attention from many of the Democrats who have thrown their hats into the ring for the 2020 Democratic presidential primary. The bill is called the Marijuana Justice Act, and it would seek to expunge the records of those who have been convicted of a crime for using or possessing marijuana. It would direct resources toward reentry and job training programs for former prisoners. Now, who are the co-sponsors? Senators Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Kirsten Gillibrand, Michael Bennett, and Bernie Sanders. And finally, next week, March 10th to the 16th, is Sleep Awareness Week, and it's sponsored by the National Sleep Foundation. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but there are nights when I wake up at 4 a.m. I just can't get back to sleep. I toss and I turn, and then finally I give up, I get out of bed, and I start working. Now, there are some studies that do conclude that CBD can improve sleep disorders as well as insomnia. So our guest today is Miss Lawrence Hudson. and she's going to talk about what CBD can do for most common sleep problems. Ms. Hudson works with Dr. Kirkland Therapeutics. It's a company based in Canada, where she spent more than 7 years. She's developed topicals and edibles and beverages and extracts and tinctures and goodness knows what else. Ms. Hudson, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you so much, Paxton. What an honor to be invited to join you all for this conversation.
Well, thank you. Now, I first want to ask you, do you have any statistics on how many Americans actually suffer from sleep disorders?
You know what's amazing is about half of our population, close to half, have sleep disorders in general, but to your point about waking up at 4 in the morning, that's me as well. I also am a chronic insomniac. 42.5% of people with sleep disorders suffer from insomnia.
Yeah, and I just got a figure now. It says 40 million suffer chronic long-term sleep disorders. I mean, that's incredible. Now, I understand, you know, you have lots of CBD products. Now, why and how does CBD help with these disorders? And my second question is, how did you and your company test your products? Did you have sleep clinics, or what did you do?
Well, first of all, we believe CBD products help, and CBD stands for cannabidiol. And cannabidiol is found in both the cannabis plant as well as in hemp plants, which have some of the most CBD concentrations. And CBD basically helps our body achieve homeostasis. And part of why we tend to lose sleep is because we've kind of gotten a bit out of whack. I don't know about you, but I tend to wake up and my brain starts racing and I think about things that I would like to do or haven't gotten done, going through that list in my head. And really, what we need to do is kind of reset ourselves and get back to a state of homeostasis and calm. And CBD, as a very potent, natural anti-inflammatory, helps us achieve that.
Now, how did you test the products? Did you have a cohort of people to take it every night, and then they came back with the results?
When Dr. Kirkland himself, Dr. Andrew Kirkland, is our founder, and he also leads our formulation development, began the formulations, he was looking at the overall ritual people use to approach sleep and how to help people get back to falling asleep naturally instead of having to take prescribed medications. So our product is a sleep cream, a natural CBD sleep cream that helps contribute to that regimen. And what we had people do was apply that, and this is not a quantitative study. This was just an understanding how it affected potential people with insomnia. We had them apply it to their forehead and their trapezoids, their shoulders, around their temples, and massage the topical cream into their jaw very carefully, because many people who have insomnia also tend to clench their jaws. And so rubbing it in helps them relax their jaws. And then we've also infused it with lavender, mandarin, and verbena, as well as melatonin, to help people relax to fall into sleep. So what we had people do was they had to have been on some prescription product for some period of time, and then we had them use that along with this and some without the prescription to see how they experienced falling asleep with the product instead of just taking a prescription medication. And a substantial portion of them felt that they were having a much better experience falling asleep with the assistance of the sleep cream.
Now, do you think, I mean, you know, you've got a lot of different products in there. What percentage in terms of a serving is actually, you know, CBD from the hemp plant? Mm-hmm. How many milligrams would that be?
In one of our tubes of natural CBD sleep cream, they're 2 ounces and 120 milligrams.
And now, is that 120 milligrams of the whole tube?
I would know there's 120 milligrams of CBD extract in that tube. So it's pure CBD. We happen to use a whole plant full spectrum extract, and it's also water-soluble liquid with nanoparticle technology, which helps it absorb more rapidly and completely into the skin, which is how it reaches your phytocannabinoid system.
But when I'm asking, because we've been learning a lot about CBD and what it says on the product label, we had a doctor on that said it's very important for people to know actually how much CBD is in, shall we say, a serving, not the whole bottle or the whole tube. So when you're asking people to put this cream on, how much CBD are they actually getting?
Depending on the amount they put out in a pea size in their hand would be from 2 to 4 milligrams.
Okay, that's good, you know, because people are getting confused about, what's in a jar versus what they actually either consume. So I thank you for that. You know, I wish we could go on, but we have a very short segment, and I'd love to have you back. Can you please tell people where they can find your website so they can get more information?
Yes, please come visit us at drkerklan.com. That's drkerklan.com.
Okay, well, thank you. And when you get some more new products, we'd love to have you back on the air. Folks, we're running out of time, so we want to wish everyone a safe and healthy week and a good night's sleep. I'm Paxton Quigley.